According to federal law enforcement sources, Adam Lanza, the gunman, one of his victims was his own mother, which has led to much speculation about the Lanza family and relations within it. Well, Adam Lanza's parents were divorced, and reporter Maggie Gordon of the Stamford Advocate is now going to tell us about Mr. Lanza's father. Where did you come across him?
Yes. So I walked over to the car, and I just announced who I was. I said, my name is Maggie Gordon. I'm a reporter at the Advocate. And there was, like, no recognition on his face. You know, sometimes in a situation like this, you'll get people who just, I don't want to talk to a reporter right now. And so it kind of gave me the impression that he had no idea what was going on. So he kind of looked at me like, okay, go ahead, tell me what you're going to say. And I said to him, you know, we've received information that someone at this address is connected to the shooting in Newtown. And his face just, it changed very quickly from a nice, polite face of a man who'd been exchanging pleasantries with a stranger he looked like somebody had kicked him in the gut.
Wow.
You know, he just looked like the wind was knocked out of him, and surprise and shock and horror. And, you know, he quickly rolled up the window, murmured something like, I'm not going to comment, or I don't want to talk, or something to that nature. And, drove into his garage and closed the door, and that was really the whole exchange.
Now, I guess what you had witnessed, first of all, was this operation by law enforcement officers to check every conceivable connection to this, to Adam Lanza, to the gunman. And obviously they went not only to his brother's dwelling in Hoboken, New Jersey, but to his father's home in Stamford, Connecticut as well. And that's, I gather, what you had seen happening before you arrived there.
Yeah, from what I understand, what I've been told, it was the state police had gotten in contact with the Stamford police, and that's how the Stamford police got involved. So it does seem like, you know, a thorough police investigation, and they were making sure that they were covering all their bases.
Maggie Gordon, thank you very much for talking with
us. All right, thank you.
That's a reporter Maggie Gordon of the Stamford Advocate from Stamford, Connecticut.